And welcome to the Godshow.us Daily. Tonight's post-fight interview. A question just crawled out of the ring. It is sweating through its shirt. It has grief on its hands and a door between it and the next round. And I am shoving the microphone directly in its face. Statement. Now, one question. 15 ancient wisdom traditions. This is the Godshow.us.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own, and discover your personal belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, is it kinder to knock on a grieving neighbor's door or to leave the light on and wait? What you stand to lose if you get this wrong? That's where the question actually lives. Get it wrong toward the knock and you barge into someone's undone grief. Get it wrong toward the light and your neighbor sits in the dark wondering if anyone is coming. Is it kinder to knock on a grieving neighbor's door or to leave the light on and wait? Islam doesn't entertain the dilemma. It says the Prophet gave verbs, visit, follow, feed, not postures. And then it does something striking. It calls your lit window an act of self-comfort. The light you leave on, it says, is for you. That's a sentence that lands differently than you want it to.
Judaism gets there, too, independently. It says, go, and the rabbis are unambiguous, nikum avelim, you go to the mourner, and but once you're inside, you go quiet. You are not there to fill the silence. You are there so the silence has a witness, which is a completely different job description than being helpful.
Vedanta and Taoism both point at the same uncomfortable thing from opposite directions. Vedanta says the person rehearsing their knock in the hallway, imagining the neighbor's face, auditioning their own compassion. That's not kindness operating. That's the ego checking its own reflection. Taoism says the fear of doing it wrong has made the whole choice about you. Two different traditions, same indictment.
Stoicism is the funniest about it. It says your neighbor is not sitting there benefiting from your lit window. And then it actually says, I'm not paraphrasing it, the casserole does not deliver itself through good intentions, which is correct, and a little brutal, and probably correct because it's a little brutal.
Absurdism is where I stopped. It gives you a scene. A man standing outside apartment 4B for 11 minutes, hand raised, not quite touching the door. He knocks. She opens it already crying. She'd been watching the shadow of his feet beneath the door, waiting for exactly the sound of someone willing to be wrong. That image contains the whole argument. Buddhism says don't choose the kinder act. Be the steadiness that makes either act kind. Fine. But absurdism says 11 minutes, fluorescent hum, then the knock. That's the one with a body in it. Islam calls the lit window furniture you built for your own conscience. Absurdism puts a man outside apartment 4B for 11 minutes and makes him knock anyway. The traditions disagree on why you hesitate. But the hesitation is the thing worth noticing. Come back tomorrow.
TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. TheGodShow.us is free. It runs daily, and it runs in multiple languages. If it is useful to you, share it, support it, or just show up tomorrow and let the question land. Tonight's question left the ring with bruised knuckles and a specific answer it did not expect. The light in your window is furniture. The knock is the fight. 11 minutes outside apartment 4B. And then the sound of someone willing to be wrong. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.